coach.
Evening.
Hard luck on the defeat.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask you about MS Dhoni's innings and what you made of it, especially the way he batted and how he struggled to time the ball well, especially towards the end.
Well, he wasn't the only one. It was a difficult day for stroke play. When 137 is almost enough, it was a tough wicket to score big on in terms of the big shots. So both teams struggled with that towards the end of the innings. Sometimes you can set your sights too high and too many, and probably we were only 10, 15 runs short of having a match-winning score. So that's the difficulty at the moment, is trying to assess what the conditions are in all three different grounds and batting first, getting a score that's par or just above. So there was no lack of intent. It was just we had to stabilise after a couple of mistakes. And then we were reasonably well placed for 150. The other thing was that their attack bowled very well. The last five overs were very smart. So it was tough going.
Thank you.
Back-to-back defeats, is it a bit concerning now? We're heading into the Final Four? Considering where you might finish?
Yeah, I'd rather have two defeats now than two semi-finals, if I could have a wish list. But today was good. Today was a scrappy. I think there were a lot of mistakes on both sides. And sometimes when you've qualified, I know there's one or two that we're really trying hard for, but things do change a little bit. We've tried to work very hard on keeping the intensity. We're on the back of three games in 5 days with a bit of travel. So, look, there were probably clumsy mistakes from us, which were the most disappointing aspect. But in terms of the competition, one of the key things is just rebounding. And second on the table, chance to get into the top two still is a positive position. But we need to just maintain or get our intensity back in the flow and rhythm that we had before these two games.
Yeah. That Dennis matter with their matchup against the Chennai batsmen, they held back three paces for the last 9 overs.
No, not really. They bowl well, but we just got ourselves out of a attacking position in the middle where we could have had a better crack at their spinners. I'm not big on matchups, but if that's what you want to write, then that's fine.
Hi Stephen, hard luck on the loss.
Thank you.
I just want to understand why Wayne Bravo was kept till the last as he bowled just 2 overs. We've seen that he was phenomenal in the last overs in the previous games as well. Just bowled two here. Would want to understand the strategy behind the same.
Okay, well, the pitch, if you'd watched it, was very difficult when the taller, the fast bowlers hit back of a length hard. There was inconsistency there. Dwayne Bravo is not a player that really bangs the ball into the pitch. His death and Yorkers and changes of pace are his key weapons. So when you have other resource that were making inways and creating an opportunity, it then brought us back into the game where Dwayne's death is very effective. So I thought the tactics were spot on. Throughout the game, the faster bowlers banging it in back of a length had a good day out. So that was the tactic, and we did it really well.
Thank you,
Paul. Okay, thank you.